is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Let me tell you about something what has hurt my soul. Every time I go on my body say it's clicking close. I've been stressed out past couple of months, I swear that only God knows. I couldn't drive my car by my gal, I couldn't hail my bros. By the food store lines, dead long and flustered. ATM broke, man, I can't even.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 24th of October 2025 and you are on the clock with Culture Green. I want you all, if I love it, I could be it. As simple as that. And today I am Culture Green because I love this culture. And let me tell you what I like most, the best experience, is when I have different aspects of the culture, not fighting, you know, but competing for the spotlight. Because today, y'all know today is Johnny Cake Day, right? Y'all know today is Johnny Cake birthday. And Johnny Cake is having a free concert tonight at The Pond. Now listen, I want y'all to know something. I don't even know where The Pond is. But I trying to be there. If Corinne Mitchell could hear me right now, I trying to be there tonight. Because today is free. Anyway, he's going to have a slew of artists performing with him, including The Pond Band. I ain't ever heard The Pond Band play before. I got to go hear them play. Because if Johnny Cake have them on stage with him, the concert could be like the Flicking Road. Now, I only going to say that once. Right? But you see that song right there? That song is not just a part of our like music anthology, you know. That song is a part of the culture. Because when Minnis opened up the road, everybody was on it, including your Grammy twice. I know you had to ask your Grammy, where you going at midnight? And Grammy say, listen, don't ask me nothing. Minnis can't ask me nothing right now. And y'all took this song to heart. Y'all love the road. Even when you ain't got no place to go or nothing to do. And you know why you love the road? I know why you love the road. It's the same reason why the boatman loved the boat and the ocean. Because it gives you a sense of freedom. It gives you a sense of autonomy. It makes you feel like you could go wherever you want. In fact, I've heard y'all say that in traffic. I could put my car wherever I want. I buy this. It gives us a sense of empowerment. That's why we like the road. Anyway, that's just one of the songs we're playing today. Joining me also in studio, because I tell you, we got a mashup today. I have representatives from the Cultural Awards show. This is the National Cultural Awards organized by the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture and Cultural Commission. This year's honorees are something else. Y'all could be excited when y'all hear who the honorees are. But the reason I started the show with that song, not just because I know y'all love the road, because I was on the road today and I didn't love it at all. First of all, I'm a QC alum and I just want to say, QC, y'all could do just a bit more promotion for your walkathon to give drivers the opportunity to detour and divert. Choose another route. Because many drivers this morning were frustrated. Fortunately, I think the sensible drivers, we all pulled to the left lane and tried to leave the right lane clear where the students were walking. Now, mind you, they did a good job of managing the students. The students were definitely hugging the side. They weren't loose like a goose playing in the road. That's not it. But some drivers, out of their frustration, started zooming up in the lane, trying to get around the traffic. If we had a bit more notice, right? it would have been different. And then for up the road, I want to say good morning, good morning. I think it's the Breast Cancer, Sisters to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group Dollar Drive Day. It's a good cause. But after I passed QC, there's only so much charity I had left. I could be honest, I didn't give it to y'all. Because I needed it. Because only God knew that further up the road on Meadow Street, right? I was going to be in. I don't need cable or Flow TV. I have entertainment wherever I go. Y'all always making movies on the road. So I know y'all like the road. This car just jerked out one corner. Came to a complete stop. Halfway out the corner. And then I don't know what happened. They literally just stopped in the middle of the road and the light cycle. See, on Shirley Street, there was an accident. How did I know there was an accident? I didn't until I passed it. I really didn't. But why is it you have an accident, you don't feel the need to direct traffic around your accident? You couldn't just on the sidewalk direct. I'm so sorry for that mama who had to have been sitting behind y'all for 2 minutes trying to figure out why traffic wasn't moving. All you got to do is be a little helpful. You don't want to move your car out of the roadway, that's fine. Direct traffic. Let people know why traffic is stalled so that they could put on their turn signal, enter the right lane, overtake you, and get back about their business. Simple as that, man. Y'all love the road. Y'all love it so much. I can't be absolutely upset, you know, because when we do the Women's Day March, we take up half the road too. Right? So I'm not upset at the people marching. We just need to coordinate these things a bit better so we can hold space for everybody. It's just another mashup, and we could do it. All right, producer. Look at that, eh? Let's get to my guest in studio. Joining me from the Cultural Awards show, we have representatives both from the Cultural Commission and from the Honorees and Awards. Now, maybe not the Cultural Commission. Maybe they just from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. But we have somebody here to tell us what to expect tomorrow night, Saturday, 25th of October, 2025, at the Cultural Awards show. Good morning, guests in studio. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself as we go around the room.
Good morning. My name is Nicole Grant Chatry. I'm from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. And we're just happy to be here, delighted to be here this morning.
Absolutely.
My name is Christian Justillian. Everyone calls me Chris Justillian. I'm an associate professor at the University of Bahamas, leader of Colors Entertainment and Junction Organization, and leader of Ambassa Band, and just all over culture for the past 40-odd years.
All right. Sir?
Yes, my name is Roderick Johnson. I'm here representing the New Breed Dancers. I'm a Bohemian from Ross Corner. I've been a school teacher at C.I. Gibson L.W. Young. Right now, I am living in Canada, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to have a cultural commission. Thank you.
Awesome.
Good morning. My name is Kenneth Love. I am the president of Thomas Guild of Artists, and I used to be a professional photographer.
Used to be?
Yes, ma'am. There's no such thing as professional photography anymore.
Ah, I understand what you mean. As I was about to say, you could charge money anytime, don't... I want to say this. This is older person's month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have this expectation that people get old and then they just wrap themselves up in a cocoon and that's it until the end of their lives. Mm-hmm. Which you could work as long as you want, sir.
Well, I'm not talking about retirement.
Good.
You know, there is no such thing in my mind as retirement. Mm-hmm. And if there was a retirement, it would have been named death.
Ah, I understand. See, for me, like you just opened up a bag that I always have on the side of me. I am very concerned about the impact of AI on not just culture, but our ability to preserve our culture, right? For yesterday's show, we had rhyming spirituals. Mm-hmm. We had region bells. We had dynamic features. And in my research, looking for videos of rhyming spirituals, I found an AI-generated video saying with a rhyming spiritual performance. And I was just like, hey, they're Bahamians. Like, we're free to create, but do we need to ensure that we're rooted, right? We're entrenched in the pureness, in the purity, and then we can evolve and enhance once we're certain what the root and the core is. All right. So, Mr. Love, you all know, Mr. Love has some images for us, or at least for me, to describe to y'all, because Mr. Love is being honored in the category of photography this year. Good morning, good morning. Producer, I need you to play another song from a... Just play something from T-Connection. I want you to play At Midnight. Dear Bahamas, I'm speaking to the young people since y'all still on midterm break. T-Connection and Bahamen are two of the groups being honored. They are this year's honorees at the Cultural Awards Show 2025. Now, you may not know the name T-Connection, but I know you know their music. This is At Midnight by T-Connection. Madam, you hear that song?
Yes, ma'am.
You knew that was T-Connection all your life?
Oh, yes.
I want you to know, first of all, Corinne Mitchell wouldn't let me off the side porch. So I did not know that was T-Connection. But I know that song all my life, right? See, I's a bougie satellite girl. I done watch 1,000+ movies on TV, satellite TV, video, my whole life. I know that song my whole life. Did not know it was T-Connection until relatively recently. Dear young people, you've been all over the world this before you was even born, right? And so when you feel this desire to leave home, to go dip your feet in something else, you got to test the waters because Bahamians been there a long time. In fact, we at the root, we at the bottom of the pond, we are the reason why the wedding water. Okay, so... T-Connection and Bahamen are this year's honorees. Tell us about the awards, the format for the awards, and if you know, because I mean I know in my heart, why T-Connection and Bahamen were selected, and what I have to do for me and my merry band of Chikchanis and Raccoons to be selected for a cultural award.
My understanding, they were the T-Connection and the Bahamen are... two of the most popular, iconic bands of the Bahamas. They are very accomplished. They've had international fame as well as local fame, and they're still doing it. And Fire, Fire, Fire is one of the hottest songs right now. Even the young people are interested in it. We promise we're going to do a number tomorrow night. With that Fire, Fire, Fire.
Okay, producer, prep that song, because you know we got to play it now. Bahamen, Mafio, Fire, their most recent release. It is Fire.
Yes.
They performing that tomorrow night?
Tomorrow they're going to do a number, a dance number, and perhaps it may be performed. I'm not certain, but it's a very requested
ma'am,
song.
Don't play with my feelings, man.
When I don't want to spoil the element of surprise.
No, I got you. When I was putting these songs together, right, uh-huh. I was watching both Back to the Island and Who Let the Dogs Out video. It brought tears to my eyes, man, watching them dance and remembering how I felt when the song first came out and I first saw the video. Don't play with me. So this is Fire by Bahamen and Mafio. Hopefully we're going to see them perform that tomorrow night.
Perhaps.
We're going to bring them the fire. We're going to light it up. We're going to bring them the fire. We're going to light it up. We come here blazing with fire. We're going to light it up. Hey, you won't feel no pain.
won't you feel that beat? The vibe is on fire, you need that heat. Hot and sexy like Miami. It's war on the floor, go call the army. We don't not care about no trauma. We make it sweat like a sauna. Make the winter to feel like it's summer.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is On the Clock with Culture Green. Do you all hear the song we came in with? Dear young people, listen, I'm 49. I want you to know in the 80s, at the inception of MTV and VH1, I know this song from way back then. I heard this song in movie. I just like, hold on, what you mean? I can talk about how their friends used to talk to them when they was in school. What you mean these some five little scrubby boys we used to play hopscotch with, man? All around the world carrying on bad. I mean, I need you to understand the place the T Connection holds in the world. We're going to go quickly to the caller. Good morning, caller. I know you've been waiting a while.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes. A word about the T Connection.
Yes, sir.
I've been following them for, I guess, what, 50 years now, basically.
Mm-hmm.
On 40 years out, the quality of their music has not diminished.
I got you. Okay.
I mean, has not diminished one iota.
All right.
You know. Now, is there a special award for falling mystical cleats?
Yes.
They are the honorees this year. The T Connection Band is one of two honorees this year.
Yeah. No. I think.
Oh, you want to know?
He get an award.
Oh, you want to know if the individuals get an award?
No, he want to know if he get an award for being a fan.
Oh, I'm working on that. So thank you for the idea. If I get a word, I can let you know.
I think it's only three or four of the original members still alive, though.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Thank you. T Connection, that's your number one fan. That is your number one fan. Okay, here we get a text. Good morning. Question, is the government... I cannot speak to that at this moment, but in the break, maybe I can speak to that. Details about hurricane preparations for the Southern Islands. Again, Tropical Storm Melissa is traveling. We need to always be alert. Always keep a radio on us for weather reports. And what happened to Sports Friday? Sports Friday coming back, man. It's coming back. But we got to honor T-Connection in Bahamian. Mm-hmm. We have to hold a space for the cultural awards show the same way we hold a space for our athletes. We just got to figure out how to balance it, man. Thank you very much, Texters. But Sports Friday coming back. We didn't forget VJ. Y'all saw VJ, 43 points, third on the record, right? So it's Will Chamberlain. It's, I think, Allen Iverson. And then it is VJ Edgecombe with 43 points in his debut game. Congratulations, Bimini boy. Grand Bahama or Bimini? Anyway, it don't matter. Whichever island claim you, we gonna let them claim you because you's theirs. Be mad. All right, so now to our guests in studio. Bahamian and T-Connection are the main honorees, but they're not the only individuals or entities being honored this year. Madam, can you tell us, give us the list of honorees?
Okay. The list of honorees are in the category of culinary arts, Mr. Goldie Kirkwood Evans from the famous Goldie.
Goldie's Fish Fry?
Goldie Fish Fry.
Okay.
As well as Mr. Baron Coley, the Tiki Hut.
Okay, I know the two of them. I don't eat from the two of them. I like it. I like it. My belly likes it. We like it.
Bahamian culture.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not just the food, you know. It is the commitment to infusing the Bahamian experience in the food and in the experience of consuming the food.
The flavor.
Yes.
Yes. In the category of photography, Miss Portia King and Mr. Kenneth Love. I don't want to make that mistake.
Awesome.
Mr. Kenneth Love.
Awesome, awesome. Don't worry. I saw he brought that big, big portfolio because he know I'm size Andrus. He need a big sheet to capture the shine.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes. Moving on. Visual arts, a category of visual arts. Mr. Jamal. The painter.
Oh, you mean... not His Excellency.
Jamal
Roll. Jamal Roll. Yes, Sir Excellency.
His Excellency. Pardon Jamal Roll. No.
Sir Excellency Jamal Roll.
Because Jamal is a celebrity artist, right? His caricatures are out of this world. And so he's allowed to go by one name.
Yes.
Jamal. Yes.
As he's commonly known. Okay, and in that same category, Mr. Brent Malone, the late Brent Malone.
Absolutely.
He'd be represented by his family, one of his daughters.
Okay.
And the category of fashion, Miss Brenda, Brenda.
Knowles? Brenda Knowles?
Brenda Knowles.
Hold on. Wait. Brenda Knowles? Hold on.
Brenda.
Hold on. Just 1 second. We need a moment of silence. Hannah Hasty Tynes in the house. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to my cousin, who I call Auntie Brenda Knowles, also recently honored... by SAC Alumni Spotlight. Well, good morning. I want you all to know my Aunt Brenda made my prom dress for me.
Oh, wow.
Yes. She's, because you know what it takes to put a body like this in shape. Mm-hmm. She works magic.
And she is comedic. She is such a ball of energy. And
mother's wit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet her in person. I spoke to her on the phone. She's awesome.
All the time.
Sabrina Francis, familiar with her?
Yes, as well.
She's been around a while in fashion, and she's still doing it.
Okay, awesome.
And she's still doing it. Looking forward to seeing her in her gear, her fashion. And she's a fashionista at its best. In the dance category, we have the New Breed Dancers. We have a representative today, and he's going to explain more. There's a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around for quite some time. And
I just want to know, sir, you remember the Singing Bishops music video on the seawall? Remember the senior lady backup dancers he had that wear the A-line skirts?
Oh, okay.
Did you all teach them how to dance?
I'm sure they did. I would say yes.
Because this was like for many the transition from like a ZNS heavy focus to more global media. But that Bishop video always catch my attention. I could never change the channel when they were performing. I just love it because it's the passion for Christ and sharing the message that you see reflected in the dancing of the women, right? In their choreography. And I just love it. I say, man, if ever there's a traditional Bahamian music video, this is it. I just saw New Breed dancers train them because I was coming for help.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning to you again. Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah. All that Lorna and I, mm-hmm. I got my sister there, who is the best doll maker in the world. I mean, the whole world, Lorna Miller Sand.
Uh-huh.
She makes baby dolls. You can go online and check it out. The best dolls in the world, number one. And she's Bahamian.
Well, listen.
She was in California for the first part of the now she's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
But she's the best doll maker in the world. She was the best doll maker in America for quite a long time. But she's ever made it.
But
she's Bahamian.
I got you. No, I got you.
Go online and I'll check it out. Mr. Love, number two. Mr. Love.
Yes, sir, Raymond.
You remember when you used to go on all the functions like Yaz Arena?
Yes, sir.
You remember Lana?
Yes, I do.
So look here.
That's the blood.
If you give the producer the... Oh, you got to speak directly. That's why he couldn't hear you. If you give the producer your contact number, then put me in contact with her so we could do a show.
You can go online. She's online.
Okay, well then...
You
let her know Aaron Green could be reaching out to her then, okay?
Definitely.
Thank you very much. I don't mind you giving your sister a spotlight because it's Halloween. And then it's Guy Fawkes Day coming. I mean, doll makers should be making dolls and making money right now. Anyway, good morning. Let's go around to our guest, Chris Justillian.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Aaron.
How you do?
I'm good.
Now tell us, four young people in Junkanoo, because that's the category you're being honored in, advice to them to elevate their craft, I don't want to say beyond the parades, but I want to say beyond the parades, right?
Yes.
To elevate their craft and their engagement beyond just the Christmas holiday parades.
Well, I think we have a responsibility, first of all, before we address the young, to address the old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because if we don't pass it down, if we don't transfer it to them, we can't really hold them accountable or blame them for where the direction of the culture in any field is going.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that firstly you have to understand a bit of the past so you can make a connection into the future. Because I understand what it is to be young and want to create your own road. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know the road that's been traveled before, as you alluded to earlier, it's a very dangerous drive.
Yeah.
I feel like in music in particular, seek the training, the fundamentals, just like art. Before you just break off speeding up the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're talking about the road today. When I got in the Junkanoo, I used a lot of the techniques that I studied in school, whether it's from European, Afrocentric training to infuse that into what was happening in the Bahamas. But I was very mindful that the rhythms of Junkanoo are quite unique. And we have to maintain those rhythms. We have to play on the melodies, play on what has been established before. And I think if we want to truly preserve something, we have to look at where it was in the past.
Absolutely.
So the young people, I say, you know, the training that you're getting, which is all around you right now, you have the opportunity to listen to the various artists. You have the opportunity to interact with them. Use that opportunity to put your own ideas forward, but also be mindful of the connection so the culture is connected and deeply rooted to something.
Absolutely. And it's important for young people to know our job is to plant our feet firmly in the ground and keep hold of the ribbon that tethers you to us.
Yes.
And keep hold of that firmly so that you can soar.
Definitely.
As high as you want. In whatever direction you want, knowing that there's always a tether, always a tie, always a link that you can pull on to pull yourself closer to us, or we could pull on to pull ourselves closer to you.
And we need not look very far, you know, look right at the Caribbean. If you look at Jamaica, Trinidad, you can make a connection to early calypso, caíso music, to what Marsha Montano and some of the newer artists are doing in Jamaica. You could look up Desmond Dekker and Bob Marley, and you could hear the how the music's been transferred to the new generation of reggae artists. And I think we could do the same thing in the Bahamas. And I persons like Johnny Cake and Baha Man and T Connection, they are really Eddie Minnis, Ronnie Butler. They planted a solid foundation for us to build on. KB is a revolutionary. Gino D. We have so many great artists that's handed the baton on to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Y'all could hear Back to the Island playing softly in the background. Just turn it up for 3 seconds. Okay, drop it back down. Y'all hear the Junkaloo, right? I just want y'all hear the Junkaloo, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, good stuff, good stuff.
That is what I'm talking about.
Right, and I love how it is applied in this song, right? Because it's not a Junkaloo song, but it can't be itself without Junkaloo. Let's go to Mr. Johnson. And speak directly into the mic.
Yes, Roderick Johnson, that's my name. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to represent the New Breed Dancers.
Okay, I need you to speak directly into the mic.
I'm here to represent the New Breed Dancers. My name is Roderick Johnson, and I'm a dancer, a professional dancer.
Now, what was your style of dance, or do you have a wide catalog?
Well, I was introduced to dance. It was actually Bohemian dance.
Okay.
With the New Breed Dancers, we actually formed the folklore show. There was a folklore show at the College of the Bahamas.
Okay.
And that folklore show was created by Clement Bethel, Chippy, and Alex Sabine. And at that time, it was the spirit of the Bahamas was at its height.
Okay.
And that show represented music, dance, choreography, visual arts, all of the arts were combined to create the folklore show. And this folklore show was Sammy Sween. So any of the old dancers,
okay,
the old Bohemians, remember Sammy Sween that played at the College of Bahamas for 3 summers. So it is the foundation of the spirit of Bohemian art, because it included, well, you know, Chippy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who don't know Chippy? I want y'all to know, I was in St. Vincent at a meeting, and the drum instructor at the summer camp was like, "You from the Bahamas? You know Chippy? Tell Chippy his boy will say hi." I mean, we all know Chippy.
Right. So dance and music are the scene. The rhythm of the drums, the rhythm of the Bohemian music, is also the rhythm of the Bohemian movement and dance.
Awesome. Let's go to the phone line quickly, and then we get to our next honoree. Good morning, caller.
Good morning and a pleasant day to you, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
And I want to salute one of the honorees in-house,
okay,
Mr. Chris Justillian.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to say that while we talk about a fusion of music, we can also have a fusion of the Creole, Soca, Junkanoo beat. Mm-hmm. I want to salute Mr. Justillian in his effort from the days of Government High, right at the UB and everywhere else, and taking this our young people all over the world and showing them how to perform with excellence. So I want to salute once more in studio.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. Absolutely.
Colors Junkanoo, of course.
Yes, and Colors Junkanoo, can't miss out. I have a song on my playlist by D-Mac called Back That Bam Bam, right? And I took it with me as a part of my toolkit when I went on a trip with a bunch of Caribbean people. And you know when it's time to show your music and show your culture? And I played that song, Back That Bam Bam. And those Caribbean people loved it because I think it is, just like the caller said, a mix of both solid Bahamian and other Caribbean sounds within it. I don't know if we're going to have time to play it. We got to talk to Mr. Love, and then producer, get ready to play some Johnny Cake, because it's Johnny Cake Day. We say happy birthday to Johnny Cake, and I just want you to know, sir, if I come to your birthday party and I don't get a slice of Johnny Cake to sing happy birthday for, I don't know what type of birthday we having. Good morning, Mr. Love. I need to ask you to speak directly into the mic. Yeah.
Yes, good morning again, Aaron. And it's a pleasure being here with all of these great people, and particularly yourself. And I keep wondering why the greatest of our people and our artists are not being recognized on a daily basis, a weekly basis, a monthly basis, as opposed to every now and then, whether that's going to be 5 or 10 years, you know, because we all wait for people to die to tell them how much we love them.
Right, but let me show you a vibe. Not only has the music changed, but the way we experience music has changed, right? And so it turns out that you, the photographer, are still a vital part of the promotion of, the sharing of, right, the building of a movement around an artist. Photographers like you, Mr. Love, you capture in a single frame the dynamics of a moment. Right, like within that frame, I could experience the whole concert. And one of the things our artists are missing is not just but curated promotion, somebody that understands how to capture a dynamic moment in a photo. And that's what I mean. That's what the tourism product is. That's how we sell it. We capture an experience in a photo, and we make people imagine what a wonderful time they could have in the Bahamas. Now, let me ask you a question. Where can we find your work? How do I get to look at Kenneth Love's photography?
That is a very difficult question to answer because, as a matter of fact, right at this moment, I am trying to restore my building.
Okay.
I have been out of business for over 13 years, you know, because of technical things. I am in the process right now of producing two books. One is of the Bahamian people, the Bahamian culture, the Bahamian sceneries, and the other would be on nutritional health. You know, we have so much here that tourism could benefit from because we have been able to cure people with cancer because of nutritional health.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing here that I'm concerned with is that we have people who's dying daily from these things. Alzheimer's is also something to be cured. They say that you can't do nothing but treat it. So,
But with good nutritional health, you can possibly prevent it.
Prevent and cure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But getting back to what you're saying, is that in a photograph is now obsolete. You know, because if you look at these images that I have here for you that you might be able to, this is one photograph, but this is about 5 or 6 images.
Yeah.
You know, and if you look, in, as I showed you with the T-Connections, that was the T-Connections, I think, when they were here back in 2012. You know, and I did photographs. I'm trying to capture my artists, my colleagues.
Your peers, your generation, right? And that's and for every generation, that's your responsibility. If you want people to, if you want other generations to understand why you are the way you have to capture it. You have to tell your stories and share them. And what photography does, right, is it allows me to sort of see your story, and I have my interpretation, and then I can juxtapose that to your story of the photo. And that's how generations stick together. But this, look here, this is important because I follow the Red Mike series, which is a local series that captures artists. Most of them don't have record labels. They're just making videos right now, right? I love it, but I need those young people to understand that Blind Blake made the best gangster rap song before your Grammy was born.
But I want you to know, Blind Blake wasn't blind. Blind Blake could have seen better than many of us.
Blind Blake was, I believe he was shine.
Yeah.
I believe Blind Blake was shine because I think we all know by now that it wasn't love, love alone that caused King Edward's throne. And they could only do that play with a guy like Shine. I mean, I think Blind Blake is a national honor, right? Like, he is a figure because, if my theory is correct, he helped the crown hide one of the biggest stories of the world. It just took a shine like Blind Blake to do it. Okay, now, let's get back to the event. Let's repeat the details for the event. The Cultural Awards Show 2025, Saturday the 25th of October. Cocktail reception, starts 6:45 p.m.
Yes.
Award show starts at 8 p.m. Appearances and tributes by top Bahamian artists. This is all taking place at Atlantis Paradise Island. The ticket cost is $100. But trust me, you're going to see T-Connection and Bahamian perform, as well as a number of other performances.
Yes.
We're going to have a little junkanoo.
Oh, yes.
I just need to know how many different types of shows I need to do.
It's going to climax with junkanoo. It's going to be, a show is going to be ending in junkanoo. No disrespect, Mr. Justilian, but root style. That's what they say.
You're a roots fan?
No, I'm not.
But that's what the people say, root style?
Well, actually, some of the Roots members are going to be there. Most of them are going to be there.
Now, listen, this gentleman, Justilian, he has been all over the world. I think before Aisha Bo take him to space with her, KB done take him to the moon with him, right, in deep space.
And KB's going to be doing a tribute as well. So we have...
Go on, I'm just excited. Don't mind me, I'm just excited.
We have a cadre of different artists going to be performing. Sweet Emily, yes, Funky D. It's going to be a night to remember.
I just want
to
say a word to Gary, the guitarist. I almost broke out in song just now when you said Sweet Emily's name, but Gary, the guitarist, say perhaps I can sing, and I'm here to tell Gary, the guitarist, that I sing in the finest Bahamian tradition of the rhyming spiritual. Right? It's just guttural, but I know that someday you will want me to love you.
Oh, wow.
Sweet Emily.
Yes.
What a night.
We have a lot. We're going to be featuring a lot of young artists as well, and they're going to be paying homage, tribute to both bands, the T-Connection and Bahamian.
All right. This is awesome.
Yes, ma'am.
This is awesome. Again, tomorrow night, cocktail reception opens at 6:45 p.m., the award show opens at 8 p.m. Don't do all your dancing during the cocktail reception. Save some of the dancing for the rest of the show. Producer, I need you to play me a song. Play me a cake. You could play Mine for Everything. You could play Get 'em Ricky. You could play Wake Boyfriend. You could play Old Head or its companion, Big Daddy. You all know about these two songs, Old Head and Big Daddy? This is a moral tale, Bahamians. This is a moral tale. As soon as the producer picks up, I can tell you all what it is. But today is Johnny Cake birthday. Oh, this is Big Daddy.
That's what she calling me. When she rub my head on my belly, she forgets all of my money. That's because she's sweeter than mango. And I say she tastes like honey. Feel all moxie, I catch the crowd.
It's Older Persons Month. Don't make me call Adult Protective Services on you, Big Daddy. Okay? Sometimes I feel like you need protection. You are a danger to yourself. Right? Because the next song say, Mom, pull a 1,000 from out of bra. I'm going to call Adult Protective Services on all y'all. You got too much money. You don't know what to do with it. And I know about 7 children that need to be adopted right now.
Oh, goodness.
Would you say that Big Daddy is one of your favorites?
Oh, yes. My husband was trying to get me to find that song. I don't know where to find it. I need to know where to get that because he loves that song.
I can tell you right now. Okay, so Johnny Cake is on YouTube. That's where I find all of my Johnny Cake music, right? He is a bit difficult to find because when you put in Johnny Cake, you will get recipe after recipe after recipe, right?
Yeah.
So search Johnny Cake 242 or search Johnny Cake Music 242 or search Johnny Cake and then search the song Florida, right? Or Big Daddy. Mm-hmm. And it should pop up. But every once in a while, like, I have to go to my saved list to find it. But Johnny Cake say he's going to be the Vibes Cartel of the Bahamas. That means he's putting out a song every 2 weeks.
Awesome.
He said he's not sleeping. But I say if you're a Big Daddy, you need to get... I can call up Protective Services on you. You need to get your sleep. It's Older Persons Month. We want you to be healthy. All right, producer, play one more. Play Get 'em Ricky. Now, why I like this song? I'll tell you why I like this song. Because I didn't like it at first. At first, I didn't like it, right? But I let it settle into me, and this is an anthem. Get 'em Ricky by Johnny Cake, and I think Shine in here somewhere, Shining.
When the music plays, I'm no sexy gal gon' wine on me. Have my rum in my hand. Reggae girl so sweet, don't think you understand. I go into my shop to place every time I go by the farm. I always get catch.
Now, let me tell you another reason why I like Johnny Cake music. Johnny Cake is make music for men to dance to by themselves. Y'all remember the lone soldier at the regatta, the fest, the him and his drink. Dancing by himself. Johnny Cake make music for men to dance to by themselves, and I love it. Because married men want to dance too, but sometimes their wife ain't there. They got to dance by themselves. Right? Yeah. And I just love it. Okay, Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture, we're looking forward to an awesome... Now, I need to bring my... Can I bring my Sharpie? Can I bring my pen? Could I bring my thing so T-Connection and Baha Man and all of these guys could sign my booklet?
Yes, I think you should. And I think you should also bring your dancing shoes. It's going to be a night of fun and a lot of dancing. Bohemian culture, like I said, it at its best. We're going to feature all these great artists and... We're looking forward to having a great time that night.
Absolutely.
Giving them their flowers.
While they're still alive.
While they're still alive.
Absolutely.
They deserve
it. Now listen, y'all know an artist named Papa Smurf? All my life I know Papa Smurf as a hip-hop artist. But this is some old school rape. As we close out the show, Baha Man, we come into the party, you know, turn that up for me, producers, so they can hear that. Listen, it's Older Persons Month, so I need you to take some time out of your day or your week to find an older person, an elder, a mummy, a grammy, somebody who had always had hugs for you. Find them and say to them, look them straight in the eye and say, why y'all been keeping all this good music from us all this time? Y'all was having a blast when y'all was young. And we want to know, we want to have the same blast y'all was having, man. Bohemian culture is sweet, you know.
Yes. Yep.
And it's been all throughout the world before many of us were born. T-Connection. In fact, y'all hear T-Connection? Gumba is obviously a foundational part of funk and disco. It is obviously from T-Connection, said the one, to King Harrison, who played for 40 years in Neil Diamond touring band. And they don't have elections like us. You could tour for 40 years. He toured for 40 years with King Harrison. And Motown said he's the unsung hero. You know why? Because it turns out that Gombe, our drum beat, is an integral part of the world. That's who we are. That's why it's so biggity.
We are losing that title of being the beginning of most of these things, because we don't give the attention that we need to give it whilst it's under us.
And we're not preserving it and documenting it. But the same way you claim the road when you jerk out that corner, claim your culture. It's yours. Snatch it. Take it with you wherever you go. We got a good producer. I wish we didn't have to go. Oh, one more word. Yes, ma'am.
Please, tickets, as the host said, the tickets are $100.
I got you. You can find them at the Bahamas Musicians and Entertainers Union at Carter Street, right up here by the Guardian. Escape Travel is at the Mall of Marathon.
Across the road
in that area, Nail Lounge and the 17 Shop. Get y'all tickets. And if you can't find them, call the Ministry of Youth Sports and Culture and say, I need my ticket. Mm-hmm. Save my ticket for me. I come in to pay for it.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day. Johnny Cake, have a wonderful big day. I know you got too many fans to be sharing cake with me. So enjoy your day. See you later tonight at the concert. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Justillian, Mr. Love, madam.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us, and thanks for being here.
Absolutely. You guys stay tuned.
Thank you.
Roderick. I thank you. I searching for I can't jukiana till I can't jukiana no more.